All right, we're going to start.
He spoke highly of you, Brad.
He said, I'm sure he did.
That Brad Rosner's a prick.
Yeah, he probably said, oh, God, I'm sick of him saying the bloody word, love.
Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2025 second edition of the Brad and Body Podcast. Round 16 is in the bank for the NBL. Well, nearly. And yeah, really. And, of course, for the WNBL, round 11 is in the bank. Bottomed, my friend, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm still, though, I must confess, a little bit sad over the death.
Well, let's start right there. Let's start right there. We spoke about this. Obviously, I'd like to start this because I want you to finish it. You know this man very well. I'm just going to say it from my heart. Obviously, the loss of the Iceman, Darryl Pearce, obviously got his singlet hung in the Adelaide Arena. An Australian guru watched him as a young guy like, oh, my God, this guy is just a freak of nature to shoot the ball. One of the greatest Australian players. And I mean that. I'm not just saying it. And to hear the passing of him at 64 years of age, I've got goosebumps as I'm saying it, Boddy. We've just lost a great one.
We have. I don't think there's been a better shooter. There's been shooters that are as good as Darryl, but I don't think there's been a better shooter than Darryl because it was such an effortless release that he had and so quick. And so he was hitting three-pointers in the 80s the way people are now.
Yeah,
and,
they, were saying that in the telecast last night, that like he was averaging heaps of three. It was some of the stats they were throwing out, I was like, he's even better than I remember.
Yes, he is. He is. Mm. And he was a much better passer than people gave him credit for. So this is a guy who won a championship in 86 with the 36ers, then in 94 with the North Melbourne Giants over the 36ers, and yet he's still much loved in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was the D-Mac era, wasn't it? D-Mac. That was the D-Mac turnaround little floater in the block.
Over poor old Brett Maher. Another one who's had his uniform retired in Adelaide. So,
Got the court named after him. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, and also the subject of a wonderful book called Marvelous. Anyway,
I have heard that. Yeah,
moving right along. Darryl was one of Marzi's idols growing up.
Wow.
He wanted to be, you know, a shooter like Darryl. Darryl was an extraordinary shooter from long range and a very, very high IQ basketball player. So he's a big loss. He's a huge loss.
Very
at 64,
sad.
It seems, that doesn't seem a very old age.
Oh, it's not. Really. No, it's not. You know what they say now, like 30 is the new 40, or 40 is the new 30, 50 is the new 40, so on. 64 is not old nowadays. Not with the medication, everything. There's a cure for most things. Like, no, it's a real shame, and a shout out to everyone involved, his family and everything. So it's a real shame.
You know, 53, which I think is your age. 53 is
the new 74. The way I feel right now, you're not wrong. Okay, so look, let's start with WNBL. Of course, some interesting games on the weekend. Let's talk about the round first, okay? So what does there anything that stood out? I'll go through quickly. Geelong beating Southside, Caps beating Adelaide, Townsville beating Southside, so a double loss for them. Perth getting just over by three to Geelong, and Bendigo, well, thumping, I guess, the Flames. Obviously, Bendigo and Perth have put a stretch out on everyone on the ladder. We knew that. Townsville are just below that, and then it's a bit of daylight.
Well, I think we've been discussing whether it's out of Sydney, Adelaide, Southside, who's going to come in that fourth spot. Well, I don't think Geelong will because of circumstances now with their player injuries.
Correct. Agreed.
Adelaide the same. I think Adelaide's deficit, they're 5-10. I think the matches they've lost with Jabrice Dean absence, she's now back.
So
but
Flames, Caps, can the Flyers make a run?
No, the Flyers are in last place. They're dead
but
and buried.
Still only four wins. The Flames have got five.
Yeah, but they're five and eight.
Yeah, it's two less 11. Games. I know, it's two less games. I agree.
I honestly think, here it is, it's going to come out of Sydney and Canberra.
Yeah, Caps. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
But for me, like honestly, that first game, Geelong Southside, Geelong just prior to the game lose Keeley Froling, who's their captain and most consistent player for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Monty Conti, who they've only just picked up early in the season after another sensational AFLW season. She actually did bring a football injury into this season, and now she's week by week. So she was out. So prior to playing Southside, they lose their two key Australian players, having already cut an import who just didn't fit that group whatsoever. They're trailing 11-31 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Gemma Potter comes off the bench, hits some big threes. Game turns around. They end up winning 76-70. That was just one of the great wins of the season.
It was a great game. You know, I watched a few games over the weekend. I thought Townsville played well against Southside. They seem to be just peaking at the moment. I don't know if that's the right words to use, but they're there. They're my dark horse because I can't see anyone coming close to Bendigo. I know Perth are there. I don't think anyone's going to beat Bendigo, right?
Well, we'll find out on Wednesday when they play again.
I mean for the title. I don't know. I mean, they may lose a game, but I don't think come, you know, like the finals, I just don't see it happening.
See, I wasn't dazzled by Perth. I was at the game Perth-Geelong in Geelong on Sunday, and it was a cracker of a game. I've got to tell you, it was a really good live game. And they over them.
They let you in?
Yeah, they let me in. Yeah, they put me in a prime seat, but I was able to bust out of there.
Were you dressed as Deadpool or something like that? Were you?
No, I was the mascot. There's a cat mascot with a ballerina skirt.
I can actually see. You know when you watch the AFL and you see that Geelong Cats guy with like he's got the full on face mask of the cat that's drawn up. That's you. I can see it.
Go Cats! No worries about that. But no, actually, funnily enough, Chris Lucas, the Geelong coach, had told his girls that if they win that game, and they went within a whisker that he was going to wear the ballerina costume at training this week. They were highly motivated, Brad.
You just wore the shoes.
But anyway, getting back to Perth, I thought they played an erratic game, and they're going to have to improve a great deal to knock over Bendigo and Bendigo. I'm not saying they can't do it, but they're going to have to improve a lot.
The only way I can see them is them shooting the absolute crap out of it. Which they can do. Yes, and that's really to me probably the only team that could on a consistent basis.
Now, one of the reasons I'm liking Canberra is their win over Adelaide, 91-76. It was substantial, and I think Adelaide's cooked. I think Adelaide 5-10. I think they're cooked. Even though I'm saying Canberra 5-10 are not, because Canberra also have just added Abby Bishop to the team. Now Abby's playing her farewell season. She's announced her retirement, so she's coming back in at a good time. This is a multiple championship winner and an MVP of the league. That's a pretty good pickup to have at this point in the season. So I can see Canberra and Sydney battling out that last spot in the four behind Townsville, Bendigo, Perth.
Don't disagree. So, all right.
Player of the round?
Yes, please. You go first.
Okay. I'm going with Jazz Shelley. I think a lot has been expected of her coming back into the league from her college career. And, I think she's had her difficulties making the adjustment, but stepping up now as acting captain in the absence of Conti and Froling, she's gone for 20 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and 7 steals in that win over Southside. So she was fabulous.
7 steals.
Yeah.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Also very good against Perth. So she's my player of the round. Who's yours?
My player of the round is Nadia Poch. I thought she was really good for the Caps. She had 27 and 5 rebounds, but it was just 27 solid points. Just like, you know, and as you said, they beat Adelaide and looked good. I thought she played really well and it was the one that stood out to me. There was a number I do like. You know, the numbers for a lot of people, but I just thought I was just watching her going, yeah, I like that. You know, when you're just watching and going, that was a difference maker.
Yeah. And you're looking at someone, you're going, this is a star. Yeah. This is a star in waiting.
You could just sort of see you're a level above today, you know, so that was my thing. Let me get you the next round, please, if you can give me your thoughts here. So let's go to start it off with.
Bendigo Perth. Another grand final preview.
Yes, it will be. I've
got to go for Bendigo at home, but I'd like to see a much improved performance by Perth.
Yeah, I agree. Bendigo, Geelong at home versus the Flames.
Now, last time they played, I took a punt on Geelong and it backfired, but Sydney had flogged them in their first game, really flogged them close to 30 or something, biggest loss they've had. And then the second game was a very tight one. So I'm going to take a wild punt, just go for Geelong for the upset.
I'm going Flames with the back of the injuries.
Yeah.
Just the pure back of the injuries. To me, Townsville to beat the Caps, you?
Yes, but I think that'll be a good game. Good game.
Perth to back up after what we both think will be a loss to play Southside. I think Perth will get that.
Yep.
Sydney Flames at home versus Adelaide. That is actually the pink day. It's the pink game for the foundation. Yeah, I can wear my jacket. I've got one out there. But that is the pink game where the McGrath Foundation has joined with Hoops Capital. So that's really good. So I think the Flames get that.
Well, last time they played in Sydney, the Flames had that one won and then got outscored 34-11 in the last quarter.
Yeah, I know.
And Adelaide won it. So Adelaide will go in there feeling good about themselves. But I tend to agree, at this business end of the season, Sydney has to win that game.
And yeah, they yep. And Bendigo to beat Geelong in the last one. You agree with that?
The regional battle, the regional rivalry.
Yep, completely agree. All right, well, that's a wrap for the we said the play of the round. That's a wrap for the WNBL. And thank you very much, Botond.
My pleasure. Let's move to NBL.
Let's move to NBL now. I just want to tell all our listeners, we are in the midst of so many games every night. Yep. We're recording this on the Tuesday of round 16. Okay, so just so everyone's aware, so there is actually a game tonight where Cairns are playing the Phoenix and Brisbane play Perth. Those is tonight and tomorrow night, the way we're recording this, and then round 17. So, Boddy, I'm just going to get you to start. Give me your two tips for these two games, and then we'll talk about the round, all right? So
What's the first one?
Cairns-Phoenix.
I think Phoenix will win that. We'll talk about this in a second, but I'm going to go with Phoenix.
Right, Derek Walton Jr. out for the season. Right,
regular season.
Regular season. That's true. Well, it might be longer, is what I could hear. But regular season is what they're saying.
And again, Brad, it could be shorter.
Okay, no, it won't be. It would just not shock me if Cairns win.
It wouldn't shock me. That's what I want to talk about. I think in the last month and a half, the season has evened up. The teams have evened up.
Cairns are going to argue they've got their full team back.
Exactly right. Mm. And we think back to the start of the season when we're talking about Cairns and New Zealand. We rated them a lot more highly than 9th and 10th, which is what the positions they now occupy. Mm-hmm. They've got their people back. The Breakers have started to work out how to use Taco Fall. Brisbane on its night is quite capable, provided Justin Schuler doesn't lose his mind on the sideline. Adelaide, they've shown that they can win a big game just as much as they can lose a big game. So it's just all right. There was a period, Brad, we had Melbourne and Illawarra. Doesn't matter which one. One or the other was in first place. And then we had a little bit of a break thinking, well, Sydney's pretty erratic. Well, they've won a couple of games now, Sydney. They're sort of...
Perth are winning.
Perth are winning. So right now it's really evened up. A month ago, we would have picked Illawarra or Melbourne for the championship, I reckon.
Can't now.
Right now, you could put Perth into that. You could put South East Melbourne into that. I know Derek Walton's out for the rest of the regular season at the very least.
I don't know if they can win it without him.
No, but if he makes it back for the finals
if he makes it back, he's going to be underdone. But anyway, keep going.
They have changed under Josh.
Oh, totally. Totally. Totally.
And like Matt Hurt, like that man is a player.
He is a player. Give me your six then.
Hey?
Give me your six then, and we'll continue on with this. So give me your top six.
Right now, my six would be Melbourne, Illawarra, Southeast Melbourne, Perth, Sydney, and Adelaide. And the only reason I'm dropping Tasmania out after being completely behind them pretty much the entire season is you just can't keep taking the hits that they're taking and sustain. You know, they've lost the best Australian player in the comp in Jack McVay. Okay, they're prepared for the season for that, but they've got the wrong import. Sean McDonald's out injured. They struggle. McDonald comes back. They're starting to play great.
8 games in a row or whatever it is, they win. Yep.
Will Magnay goes out. Now McDonald's gone out. You just can't keep cutting great pieces.
It's a little bit like Cairns in a degree, like you kept taking those players out and eventually caught up, right? Well, this is interesting. So I've got Melbourne in Illawarra as 1-2 as you. I put Sydney in 3. And the reason I put Sydney in three is because I just think
they've
got a better
run home. Sydney.
But I think they've got a better run home.
Right.
And I think that's the reason. Southeast Melbourne, I would have had them in three, but I just think the injuries, but I think they're going to get enough wins. Perth in five. I've left Tasmania in and Adelaide out. Now, I love Adelaide, right? I do love Adelaide because they're so up. And I know you don't, but they're so up and down. The only reason I'm leaving Tassie in, and I can tell you the absolute truth, every time someone says no to that place, they go yes.
Yeah.
Right, you knock them down, they get up two times, big 10 times stronger, and I'm just not prepared to write them off.
I mean, that win over Adelaide was sensational.
Was
I mean,
massive.
Scott Roth, as the coach, said it was the best win there, but that they've had. But like, honestly, his reaction afterwards, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You want to see that sort of emotion?
Yes.
Now, I know the Perth fans are going to say, look what we did to them, but after that emotional high of coming back from that situation and winning, they're going to have a flat one. And plus, you do have to remember McDonald's out and Magnay's out. So
can
that
I also
was
say,
come home
I don't,
for the
do you watch all the press conferences afterwards?
Oh, I try not to, but a couple of them I do watch just before I go to bed when I'm having trouble sleeping because, you know, Brian Gorgian, he's been magnificent for me this year.
I watch them because I like them and B, I need it for that, but for my commentary stuff. But can I just, like, Scott Roth, he's done a couple of games lately where he's done 350 for Clint Steindl, but before that it was for Ruben Tarangi. The way he speaks about his players and everything is just – it's actually really nice to listen to. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's not about winning. It's not about losing. It's about culture. He says the players' wives' name, their kids' names. Like, it comes from the heart. And then you look at that program.
Yeah.
You know, it says it all to me. All right. Well, let's start from your thing then. So talk to me about Melbourne, right? What do you think about them? A great win on the road against Sydney. That out of bounds play, man. Wow.
Honestly, you're a point. You're a point down. You got, 4 seconds to go? You're a point down. You got time out. The ball's on Dean Vickerman. If that was the play he called for a three-point shot, right, when you only needed two, you just needed a Marcus Lee on the elbow and a back screen and a lob, he catches it, he dunks it, and you're home by a point. To run that play to get Chris Gording free, I mean, I know he'd already hit 9 threes. He was feeling
it. Oh, that's the New Zealand game. Sorry, I was talking Sydney, but keep going. We'll keep going.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
That
play there, I mean, that just showed such belief. If that was the play as it was drawn up, then hats off to Dean Vickerman and to Chris Gording.
Oh, I have no
Dean
doubt that was drawn up.
Dean for having the balls to do it, Chris for just finishing it.
I love what Melbourne are doing, and I'll go back to the other play where they did it in Melbourne. Sorry, in Sydney, where they threw the ball into Dellavedova in the block. Terrible defense by the Kings, and we'll come back when we talk about them. They're not switching and communication, but what a play and what a pass by Dean by Dellavedova just to be able to run that. And what I loved is it was actually the same play in New Zealand. They just did it differently. They brought Deli into the block. They did the back screen from Chris Golding, but this time, instead of Jack White cutting, they actually got the ball to the guy at the top, which I think was Jack White from memory again.
Yeah.
And then he did the handoff. So it was the same play, just different variation. And I remember even the commentators were going, will they go back to Dellavedova? There's no question New Zealand would have been saying the same thing. Smart coaching. Let's not go there this time. Let's go here. And like you said, 9 threes. Now he's got 10, 40-point game. Wow. Illawarra. Now, that was an interesting round is probably the best way. They came out and they beat New Zealand. I was there. They didn't play fabulous. I didn't think they were great. You know, they had a great first half. I think, you know, they scored plenty, but then New Zealand fought back. But then in Adelaide, terrible first half.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I know the commentators were saying, well, you know, Adelaide has the wood on them, have beaten them a couple of times, all that sort of stuff. But you're in first place and you're looking at a team that just got beaten by Tasmania.
They're coming, aren't they?
And you're thinking, oh, we got this. And you don't got this. Sorry. You got to go out and perform. And then you've got this. And I think it was only really in the last quarter when they decided, oh, listen, we really need to knuckle down here or we're going to get done. And if that game goes another 5 minutes, they win it. But they left themselves open to get beaten and they got beaten. The thing that troubles me about Adelaide is I don't think they're very together. I think they're very hit and miss. And there's strong rumours of a major altercation in the change room after the game. So I don't think they're a particularly happy group on the same page.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting one. Care to elaborate, or the answer is no?
No, the answer is no, but, you know, it involved a player and a staff member. Let's go that way.
Wow. Can I also, while you say that, this was Illawarra you're talking about.
No, that was in the Adelaide rooms. Illawarra's fine.
Oh, that was in the Adelaide rooms?
Yeah, after they won.
Oh, sorry. After they won. Oh, okay. Well, hang on. I saw that on the court. Right. That was, I'm going to say it right now and you don't have to answer. That was Kendrick Davis and the assistant coach. I don't know what the hell happened at the end of that game. Right. But there was, the assistant coach came running on and said something to Kendrick. Kendrick sort of moved him away. And then the head coach came in and just pushed the assistant coaches away. But unfortunately, that's all I got. I'll leave it there. I don't know why, but that's what I saw. I don't know what happened.
I wasn't in the change room. I can't speak to exactly what occurred, but I have a very reliable source that said that there was a major flare-up in there. So this is a team that is volatile from within.
And you still got them in your six?
I've got them in there now because I have no faith in Brisbane whatsoever. I'm sorry. I've got no faith in Justin Schuller's coaching, so I've got them out of the picture. And that only leaves Tasmania or Adelaide to be in the six. And Tasmania, I just feel, Brad, I'm with you. Scott Roth is a great coach and he's got a great culture.
But you need the cattle.
You just can't. Yeah, you can't you keep taking the horses out, you know, with injury and going, we're still going to run the race really well. Mm. Hats off to them for what they did.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, well, let's move on to you've got Southeast next. There's this issue with a court down there in, they were in Gippsland. And it was very slippery. There's been a lot spoken about it. I know the NBL came out and said everything was fine when they tested it before the game.
BA's worried because they've got a couple of World Cup games.
Yes, so I heard that was on there. Oh, look, I mean, you know, like how far can you go? Like the weather and everything, the sweat and I don't know. And now the question was, were they not mopping it up quick enough? I don't know, but all I know is there's going to be looking into it. But as far as the game goes, a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries came out of that. I don't think the wet floor had anything to do with Derek Walton Jr. That's a hamstring, but maybe I'm wrong. I didn't see how that
He slipped, though. He slipped, and that's when his leg went.
You reckon? So, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, fair enough. But
Matt
Hurt.
Matt Hurt, 32 at 70%, 12 rebounds.
He plays, man. He's a baller. And I can't believe he's not, getting the offers for the NBA, and he might. Like that's where he's that good. I thought that was one of Sobey's better games. Right. That was
the Sobey we want. The guy who shares the ball 100%. And he's trying to, a couple of his passes were wicked. You know, that's the guy you want. But then let's face it, they had a good buffer.
Yeah.
The Sobey that you don't want often kicks in a close finish.
Three down, thinks, two up. Yep, I'm gonna win.
Yeah, I'm gonna win it now for us. Yeah. It's like, don't, mate. Just keep playing the way you're playing. If the opportunity is there for you, take it. If not, share it. Let's get it done.
Well, it had 32, like you said. Sobey had 31. And then everyone else just played a game. Joe Wieskamp, I said it in commentary. I love that kid. I think he's a baller.
Ruben Tarangi. You're not even his friends love him that much.
But I think he's playing really well, Joe. He impresses me, Joe Wieskamp. And I thought that diving on the floor from Owen Foxwell changed the game. I thought that was brilliant. That was brilliant.
And Mitch Milton's not no slacky when it comes to diving.
No,
that was a great play.
Best game I've seen Josh Bannon play for Brisbane this year. I could not see him playing tomorrow night when we're recording this. Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow night. Obviously, Casey Prather's still doing what he did, 21 points, but from 17 shots. And the only other, Emmett Nahr went down injured, as we know, and Mitch Norton looked like he had trouble. So I don't know if he'll be playing. Like, they've just got injuries all over the place. Josh Adams is struggling. Rocco came back, but I mean, didn't have an impact really. Jeez, they're going to not field a team. And you wouldn't think that their big fella's going to be back with concussion, right? So I can't see how he's going to be back. So,
Emmett Nahr has the best nickname in the NBL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Yeah Nahr.
Yeah Nahr. I know. I love that one. It's love. I think it's lovely. But I can't. Perth will get that, I think. Let's move on to Perth while we're speaking about them. I think Perth get that game tomorrow night. I think they're hooving. The only thing that could stop them is stopping Bryce. I don't think they're going to stop Bryce. I was in the venue the last time Brisbane played Perth in Brisbane, and Bateman went off for 51.
Well,
he's not going to get that because he's not there. I don't know. Can they beat him, buddy? I don't think
Brisbane
so.
Can Brisbane beat Perth?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can, but they're not going to.
Yeah.
I'd be very, very surprised if they did because they're just too erratic. And and the substitution patterns, I just don't like the way that team's set up. I'm not that fond of Perth either, but you can't argue with success.
Mm. All right. Well, let's move on to Sydney then.
Form right now. Perth's number one.
The only thing I would disagree with that, and I don't want to take anything away from Perth, is that they haven't played that team, right? They haven't played like Tasmania. They got them at a good time.
Yes,
I'm not,
of course.
Don't please. No disrespect to Tasmania. Yeah. Flat win in Adelaide. You still got to win what's in front of you, but I don't. You know, they haven't had that game after game hardness where I'm like, wow, that's a good win.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
Well, it's a very Sydney, even comp now.
Sydney, two, I wouldn't call them outstanding games. Disappointing to lose against Melbourne. They could have, gone in, you know, like overtime, and taken that game to overtime. Quatnoy, amazing, having a stellar season. Sixth man of the year, no doubt. No doubt. Who's going to take that? Come on. No way. Bryce Cotton is MVP of the league. No doubt. And he's the best sixth man in the league. No doubt.
Wow. No doubt.
Who else?
Well, I mean, I can't name the best sixth man from Brisbane because they run their entire,
he could be everyone.
Seven guys, could be anybody, could be a spectator.
Pete Hurley, talking about it on Sunday. Pete Hurley said he would have thought if Tasmania had a run, Jordan Crawford, but with Sean McDonald going down, didn't start. They started this other kid.
Yeah, he started. He wanted to stay the same as keep his
formula. Yeah, but I can't. He'll come back in the starting five anyway.
Jerome
but I don't.
No, not enough.
Not, he hasn't done what Quat's done.
Right. We don't like Dave O'Hickey or Lockie.
I love Dave O'Hickey. He was my best sixth man of the year at the beginning of the season and most of the start of the season. I just think Quat's got over the top of him. Sorry, I think he's good. I just think this kid is just 27 points off the bench, you know, and it's not the first time he's done it.
Mm.
You know, I just can't see how he doesn't win it. And I don't want to hear this crap. It's a Sydney player. I don't want to hear any of that.
No, I didn't
shit.
Say that.
No, I know you're not. But I'm just using that.
But now that you mention it.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
I just think he's had games this year that have been phenomenal.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Give me your player of the day, the player of the round.
It's that CG knockdown three. Like when Mooney comes down and hits that three, I yelled, that's huge, right? And I'm thinking, this is great. And with 4 seconds left, and I'm thinking, are they going to Dele again? And is it a back cut? What are they going to run? And CG 43, man, he shot that over Jonah Bolden 2 feet outside the 3-point line, and Jonah's got his hand up at 6'10 or whatever he is. That's 7'5" or whatever the length is. That went high. That went real high. Yeah, most people get that blocked because he can change shots.
Never looked like missing.
Never
looked like missing. I love that Chris Golding. I love that version of Chris Golding. I hate the flopper whiner, but I love that one.
No,
that guy.
I do too.
Okay.
I do too.
I'll give you my play.
Yes, please.
My play is at the end of the Tasmania Adelaide game in regulation. Majok Deng for the dunk. Then the steal, Majok Deng for the three overtime.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. I love what Majok did. He's one of the guys who has stepped up in the absence of various players. So very wrapped with that. Who is your player of the round?
I can't go against CG 43. I know this is a Melbourne flavour with CG, but just the fact that he had, what did he finish with, 43, 45? Well, I don't even know what it was, but I was too much yelling at the screen after he hit his second three.
There was CG 41.
Yeah, nice. But that was, he was my favourite player this round. I thought Bryce was great. I love what Deng did, and it's not the points factor of Deng, and it's the big ball shot of Deng, you know, I love that. But CG, he had 42, by the way. I was just having a look. So CG 42. Yeah, 43.
There you go.
And, okay, well, I don't, All right, Dimmy, let's go to – I'm going to give you round seven, please. Sorry, let's start that again.
Well, you better hurry up because we're right on the
– Yeah, round 17.
People tuning out.
Yeah, they started that out in about – that was
I tuned out when you said welcome, Botton.
Yeah, exactly. New Zealand at home versus Tassie on Thursday night.
New Zealand.
Yep, me too. Brisbane at home at Cairns. Brisbane. No! I'm going an upset Cairns to win that one. Yep. Perth at home versus Adelaide.
Perth.
I am going to go Adelaide. Yep. Southeast New Zealand.
Southeast.
Yep, agreed. Illawarra, Melbourne at home.
Illawarra.
Yep, I'm with you. Kings at home versus the Jackies.
Kings.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that one. Jeez, we're agreeing too much. Cairns at home versus Adelaide.
Cairns.
Oh, I'm going to Adelaide. I think they'll get a double this. Hawks at home versus Brisbane on Monday night.
Illawarra.
Me too. Southeast Melbourne versus the Kings. Down there, by the way.
Let's do that next round.
That is round six. We probably will be speaking the next time before that, but no, yeah. I'm not going to let you sit on the fence.
Southeast Melbourne versus Sydney.
Yeah.
Angus Glover and Geordie Hunter. No, Phoenix wins.
Yep, I went with them too. I thought they'll get that down there. And then Perth at home versus United.
Maybe the best game of the round, last game of the round. I'm going to go with United for the upset.
I'm with you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That was a great round, Body.
Give me a Rosen Rattler. See us. I'm saying we've got to hurry up. Give me a Rosen Rattler.
My Rosen Rattler is the coach's challenge, and it's a positive and a negative. The positive, I love that they've changed it. There's a new rule coming out that any coach's challenge that you don't win.
Unsuccessful.
They will give it to where the ball is. So, for an example, if there was a foul and then as they were getting the rebound and someone got the rebound, if they challenge that, it's the guy that gets the rebound, not when the foul is. So, in other words, who would have got the possession? That's the way I'm reading that, and I like that. The negative, why aren't we doing that on coaches' challenge for successful calls? I don't understand that. And I'm going to use the Kings as an example because this was one I saw the other day where a player came off the on-ball screen. I'm going to be really quick here. A player came off the on-ball screen. They turned the ball over, right? Cairns turned the ball over. The Kings have got the ball. They're racing down the court. Then the ref called the foul. Late call. He said it's a late call. The Kings challenge it. The Kings win, but Cairns got the ball because when the foul was called, that's how it should be, and Cairns had the ball. I don't agree with that one. Should be.
I think the coach's challenge is a total waste of time. I should throw it out. I don't want to hear Scott Butler.
I heard Simon Mitchell. Mitchell said the
same
thing. I'm
100% with Simon Mitchell. Okay. I think the fact that the league is going to have a crack at him for having an opinion is pathetic. Okay, here's my nudge nasty. Two of the guys that we often rave about as great defensive players, Xavier Cooks at Sydney, Matthew Dellavedova at Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Geez, did they screw up in their last close finishes? I'm looking at Xavier Cooks. I'm looking at his guarding Jack White. Jack White cuts to the hoop, but they pass him the ball. He scores. Where's that Xavier Cooks? He's turned his head, lost him for a second. Then Chris Goulding set a screen on him, but it wasn't the world's greatest screen because Chris doesn't want to give up an offensive foul. He could have, if he's the defensive player we think he is, then he should have got over that and he should have been able to contest that pass, and that would have made it an overtime game. So I'm disappointed in that. Maybe it's just a one part-time lapse, but if we're going to talk about, he's the defensive player of the year, you can't have that happening. Matthew Dellavedova, loved him when he was playing for Cleveland, loved him. But we rave about what a great defensive player is. New Zealand is 2 points down, 4 or 5 seconds to go. Matt Mooney's got the ball and is dribbling it down the court. Everybody in the building, everybody watching, knows he's going to take the three. Matthew Dellavedova is guarding him. He reaches the three-point line. Dele lunges at the ball. He puts the ball behind his back, steps over, hits the three, puts him a point up. Now, that's Matthew Dellavedova making the most boneheaded defensive play I've seen this season in a big play. Very lucky that Chris Goulding is such a star that he got him out of it.
Got him out of trouble.
Yep, that's it for me. Good night. Farewell. See you next week.
Adios, everyone. Ciao, Bella.
So, Brad, now we've heard the rumours that Lamont Turner was cut because he didn't pass the physical, but you're there, you're close to the scene. What really happened with Lamont Turner?
I'm on the ground, baby, you know it. He heard that you get free cheeseburgers if you miss both free throws. Hungry Jacks, Hungry Jacks.